JCA Water Tree. Merry Christmas to all.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you too, KD2BNG.
Are you on the way over to families or just up and about having a cup of coffee and watching the kids or grandkids to open up Christmas gifts?
Desperately trying to keep warm in an unheated house. I may have to go somewhere where it's heated. I'm sure there may be a restaurant or a bar or a diner somewhere open.
Did you lose power or you just your heater go out on you?
The heat went out on me years ago. And I never bothered to have it repaired because it's usually not the case that you get more than one day like this or anywhere near this bad. This is the worst winter we've had. I mean, you know, a combination of space heaters and stuff used to keep this place tolerable. But, yeah, I was thinking even of, you know, I was thinking of getting a hotel room for the past couple of days, but I think I'll stick it out here. Because the two heaters I have in this room are barely making a dent.
That's not good, but please stay warm, sir.
What's this weather station here say? 15 degrees? Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that's fine. You know, actually, the past couple of days I've noticed where temperatures in the New York City area have been warmer than here. Gee, I could have stayed in New York.
My brother, yeah, he lives in upstate New York near Lake Champlain, Plattsburgh area, and usually it gets cold up there, but I haven't talked to him yet this year.
Perry is about as cold as it ever gets. Lake Champlain is like, let's see, Plattsburgh is as far up as you could get without being in Canada, so the Lake Champlain, Plattsburgh area is probably in the minus digits right now. I mean, I could look it up.
Talk to him hopefully this afternoon when the kids are up, and well, actually his kids are there. He's got grandkids and so forth like that. So it's been a while. We lived up there in the 68s. My dad was stationed at the base, and the base was open. But when we got back and stuff like that, my brother moved up there after he got married because his wife's from that area.
It bothered me years ago, but, you know, with, I don't know what it is, if it's fibromyalgia or CFS or MS or whatever it is, you know, my joints hurt, my muscles hurt. The cold is not good for that.
I can agree with that wholeheartedly. I taught swimming and stuff for the YMCA for several years, and we used to teach the arthritic classes and had to have the water at 85 degrees. It was like a warm bath water.
I should do. Fill up the tub with hot water right now and sit in it for the next half hour, because that's the only way I know to get up your core temperature, you know, under these conditions. But, you know, I think the worst of it is over. In the next day or two, it might warm up a little.
Over here off of 85, 385 towards Simpsonville, and they're saying it's supposed to get into the high 39s, low 40 today.
This is more of a problem up north, but maybe I should have left the tap water running. I don't think it's been that cold. I don't think it's been below that freezing for that long enough that I have to worry about water mains freezing up. But then again, around here, they don't bury them that deep.
Oh, I guess I'm lucky because none of my pipes busted this year, but about 2 or 3 years ago when it got cold enough, the rear spigot on the back of my house broke. Or one of the adapters that was on it was broke, but we woke up to like 2 o'clock in the morning, like it was like a waterfall, and I'm like, what's that water running? And look out the backyard, and I had a lake out in my backyard, no telling how long it, when it broke and so forth like that, but it, all the water, full force, kind of created a little hole by the spigot at the next to the house, and just flooded my backyard. But so far this year, I didn't have any of those issues, so. But yeah, please stay warm, sir. And so far I haven't done my fireplace either. I'm going to find out with my wife when I get up here if she wants me to start the fireplace or not.
place. It's unverified. If I could safely light a fire in it. It's on the other side of the house, but it'll do some good. What I need to get, maybe, is one of those fireplace inserts, those wooden stoves that actually go in the fireplace, and the exhaust flue goes up the existing chimney. And a lot of them also have a recirculating fan. So with a fire in that thing, and the fan blowing the hot air into the house, you've probably got more heat than you'll ever need. I mean, it might get so hot you got to open a window.
ACA. That sounds like my house I had in Delaware. I had a fireplace, but it's a wood stove insert, but it set more out of the fireplace than it did. But then the piping went up through the existing chimney. And then what they did is they had pipes, I guess, that came out along the side of it that they attached to the brick fireplace. And it basically it had a fan that would circulate the air around the heat pipe and blow warm air into the house. And it would get so hot in just that one room. I wish they would have actually tied that heating stuff to the return ducts on the central air or whatever, so it would blow it through the whole house.
Probably what I need to get for, you know, the next winter. See, the previous winters have been tolerable, in spite of the fact that central heat hasn't worked almost since I've been here. What happened to central heating is, I think the first year I had this place, it was working. The winter after that, all the heat is, you know, the thermostat's all the way down, and there's no heat. And it turns out all the heat's going into the crawl space, and I find out why all the heat's going into the crawl space. I look into one of his heating ducts, and this little furry face is looking back up at me. You know, Mama Cat and kittens have gotten into the heating duct, and probably ripped up the heating duct. So, I guess I could try to fix that one day if I ever want to. But I haven't really needed to until this year. This year has been rather unpleasant.
Instead of having an antenna party, what you need to do is have a fix the ductwork party. Hi, hi.
The ductwork's been that way for so long. I don't know. Other things might have happened in the interim. Yeah, the ductwork, because there was an electric furnace that was working. And I assume that first season that I was here, the electric, you know, I did have heat. But the year after that, there was also one winter where you had one very cold day. Temperature got down like 8 degrees or something. And I guess the crawl space wasn't sealed up that well. I look down a heating duct, and I say, oh yeah, I found the problem. There's this face looking back at me. Cute little thing. But, well, I guess they got in there and tore holes in the heating duct. So, yeah, I guess I still have a cat problem.
Well, yep, you got to get rid of the little furry friends there, and hopefully maybe you can get them adopted or something, or picked up, or adopt them as pets and put them in the house and go from there. So, but alrighty, well, I hope you have a nice Merry Christmas today. I want you to stay warm. My mother-in-law just arrived, so we're going to go out here and say hello to them, and hopefully we'll hear you on the radio later on, sir. KA3JCA.
3JCA, KD2BNG. You take care. Happy holidays. 73s, we'll hear from you later.